弟兄姐妹们早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天我跟大家分享呢有一个题目叫天上的玛纳。
I would like to share the topic is manna in heaven.
很高兴今天又来到Dumbo，可以跟大家又有一个机会来分享主的话语，一起来学习。
I'm glad to share the Lord's words and then to study and to learn together with you.
那今天我们的主题经文是在约翰福音的第六章第三十五节。
And then our main verses is from the book of John, chapter 6, verse 35.
耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
And Yeshua said to them, I am the bread of life, he who comes to me shall never hunger, and then he who believes in me shall never thirst.
天上的玛纳就是生命的粮。
The heavenly manna is the bread of life.
愿意神今天早上恩待我们，让我们教导我们天天来得着这生命的粮。
May God have mercy. Let us to receive this bread of life daily.
让我们先低头有一个祷告。
Let's bow and have a word of prayer.
亲爱的父神，求您将怜悯降到我们身上。
Dear heavenly Father, have mercy on us.
带我们进入到这生命的实际的里面。
And take us into this spiritual reality.
不管是讲的、听的、翻译的，我们都在这里。
We're all here, the speaker, the translator, and the listeners.
说我们唯有一个心愿，就是我们愿意见耶稣。
We have one heart desire, is we would like to see Yeshua.
所以帮助我们。
Help us.
愿意今天我们在这里不见一人，只见耶稣。
Let us to see no one but Yeshua.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Yeshua's name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，那我们下面有一大段的圣经一起来读。
We will read a good portion.
是在约翰福音的第六章二十六节开始，我们一起来读到第六十九节。
Book of John, chapter 6, start from 26 to 69.
那我们大家用各自的语言一起来读。
Let's read in your own language together.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在地告诉你们，你们找我并不是因见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的，因为人子是父神所印证的。众人问他说，我们当行什么才算做神的功呢？耶稣回答说，信神所差来的，这个就是做神的功。耶稣信神他们又说，你行什么神迹叫我们看见就信你？你到底做什么事呢？我们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛纳，如经上写着说，他从天上赐下粮来给他们吃。耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，那从天上来的粮不是摩西赐给你们的，乃是我父将天上来的真粮赐给你们，降下来赐生命给世界的。他们说，主啊，常将这粮赐给我们。耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。只是我对你们说过，你们已经看见我还是不信。凡父所赐给我的人必到我这里来，到我这里来的我总不丢弃他，因为我从天上降下来不是按自己的意思行，乃是要按那差我来者的意思行。差我来者的意思就是他所赐给我的，叫我一个也不失落，在末日却叫他复活。因为我父的意思是叫一切见子而信的人得永生，并且在末日我要叫他复活。犹太人因为耶稣说我是从天上降下来的粮，就私下议论说，这不是约瑟的儿子耶稣吗？他的父母我们岂不认得吗？他如今怎么说我是从天上降下来的呢？耶稣回答说，你们不要大家议论，若不是差我来的父吸引人，就没有能到我这里来的。到我这里来的，在末日我要叫他复活。在先知书上写着说，他们都要蒙神的教训，凡听见父之教训又学习的，就到我这里来。这不是说有人看见过父，唯独从神来的他看见过父。我实实在在地告诉你们， 信的人有永生，我就是生命的粮。你们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛纳，还是死了。这是从天上降下来的粮，叫人吃了就不死。我是从天上降下来生命的粮，人若吃这粮，就必永远活着。我所要赐的粮，就是我的肉，为世人之生命所赐的。因此，犹太人彼此争论说，这个人怎能把他的肉给我们吃呢？耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。耶稣说，我实实在在地告诉你们，你们若不吃人子的肉，不喝人子的血，就没有生命在你们里面。吃我肉喝我血的，就有永生，在末日我要叫他复活。吃我的肉真是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。吃我肉喝我血的人常在我里面，我也常在他里面。永活的父怎样差我来，我又因父活着，照样吃我肉的人也要因我活着。这就是从天上降下来的粮，吃这粮的人就永远活着，不像你们的祖宗吃过玛纳还是死了。这些话是耶稣在加百农会堂里教训人说的。他的门徒中有好些人听见了，就说，这话甚难，谁能听呢？耶稣心里知道门徒为这话议论，就对他们说，这话是叫你们厌弃吗？原文叫做跌倒。倘若你们看见人子升到他原来所在之处，怎么样呢？叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命，只是你们中间有不信的人。耶稣从起头就知道谁不信他，谁要卖他。耶稣又说，所以我对你们说过，若不是蒙我父的恩赐，没有人能到我这里来。从此他门徒中多有退去的，不再和他同行。耶稣就对那十二个门徒说，你们也要去吗？西门彼得回答说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。好，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
恭喜大家读了这么长的一段圣经。
Congratulations, we complete.
如果今天我讲的话大家都忘记了。
If you forget everything I share today,
起码刚才读的这段话可以在大家心中有个印象，那就好了。
At least you have some impression from what you just have read.
今天有许多神的儿女啊，在属灵的光景里面是生命枯干的。
Many of the children of God, we are very dried in the spiritual reality.
叫做缺乏属灵的实际。
That means we are lack of the spiritual reality.
那讲到下一代也让我们心忧。
We are more worried when talking about our next generation.
从教会来讲也有许多的需要。
And then, from church we have many needs.
用一句很简单的话来讲，就是如果我们是满了生命的话，不是现在这个样子。
Simply speaking, if we're full of life, our situation will not like this.
所以感觉里面有点像在旷野里面行路。
I feel like we are still walking the wilderness.
我们现在真正需要的是主生命的供应。
What we really need is the provision from the life.
在我们个人身上，在下一代，在教会的里面。
To us, our next generation, and that church.
但是却好像主却好像是看不见摸不着一样。
It seems to us we cannot see the Lord, we cannot touch Him.
所以当我在思想这样一个需要的时候，主就赐给我这段话。
When I meditate this needs, this is the words that the Lord gave it to me.
在这段话里面，主耶稣说，我就是生命的粮。
In this paragraph, the Lord says, I am the bread of life.
在约翰福音里面，主耶稣曾经讲过七个我是。
In the book of John, the Lord has said seven that I am.
那这是七个我是里面的第一个我是。
This is the first I am among the seven.
可见这是非常根本的一个真理。
And we know this is the basic truth.
是我们基本的需要。
This is our basic need.
因为人活着要靠食物的。
Because we live, we need to eat.
同时这句话里面有非常厉害的真理，我用这个词叫厉害。
And then this is the truth. The very truth.
因为主耶稣在这一段话里面讲了四次，我实实在在的对你们说。
Because the Lord has telling me four times that, mostly assuredly I say to you.
在圣经里面没有其他的地方，主耶稣任何的一段对话里面，他讲过四次，我实实在在的对你们说。
There's not other place in the Bible the Lord says four times, most assuredly I say to you.
所以主耶稣这么集中的用这个语气，证明他心里面是非常的认真，非常的有负担的。
He emphasized this, that means it's very serious.To him, and it's the very truth.
而且这段话让众人起了极大的不同的反应。
And then this paragraph make a big response from the people.
我们刚才已经读到，有些人在开始是拥戴他的。
And then we just read some people will start follow him.
他们主动来寻求耶稣。
They come to Yeshua.
但后来他们疑惑。
Then they doubt.
彼此争论。
And they argue.
最后他们退去，不再和主同行。
Then they stay back. They follow him no more.
很可惜，他们没有享用到这个天上的玛纳。
Unfortunately, they didn't take the manna from heaven.
再换句话说，他们没有得着这个属灵的实际。
In another word, they didn't receive the spiritual reality.
当然，同时也有彼得为代表的其他的门徒。
Of course, Peter, Simon is in other disciples.
他们归从主耶稣到底。
They follow the Lord to the end.
所以刚才在擘饼聚会的时候，我心里一直在阿门。
When in our table meeting, I was saying Amen all the time.
因为弟兄姐妹们的祷告，其实在这一段章节里面都被祷告出来。
Because the prayers from brothers and sisters are all from this paragraph.
那感谢神，这些门徒们他们一生一世。永远享用了这个生命的粮。
Praise the Lord, those disciples, they take this heavenly bread.
他们进入了这个属灵的实际。
They entered this spiritual reality.
那现在可能弟兄姐妹们，我们要问，什么是属灵的实际呢？
Now we will ask, what is the spiritual reality?
我今天只从一个角度来跟大家讲。
I would share in one aspect.
就是属灵的实际，就是主耶稣。他天天成为我们生命的供应。
The spiritual reality is the Lord Yeshua. He is our provision daily.
天天。
Every day.
那我们先来看看这段话的背景。
Let us see the background of this paragraph.
这是发生在五饼二鱼这个神迹之后的第二天。
This is the second day after the sign of five loaves, two fish.
五饼二鱼这个神迹大家应该都非常的熟悉。
I think we're all familiar about the sign of the five fish.
当时
主
耶稣只用五个饼两条鱼喂饱了五千人。
And then the Lord Yeshua, he fed 5,000 by five loaves, two fish.
而且这个神迹是唯一一个在四本福音书里面都记载到的神迹。
This sign is the only one recorded in four gospels.
在其他的三本福类福音里面只记载了这个神迹，没有记载这段话。
In the other synoptic gospels didn't record this paragraph.
那感谢主，主赐给我们补网的使徒约翰。
We praise the Lord that the Lord gave us his disciple Yohanan who's repair fish net.
在这个神迹之后，他记载了主耶稣这段关于生命的粮的这个讲论。
After this sign that the Lord performed, he records this about the bread of life. I can imagine if this is not recorded.
那从个人的感觉来讲，我就觉得我们就缺少了一段能够教导我们进入属灵真理的那个宝贵的一个记载。
From my experiences, and then I will be. It will be lack for this record, which is to guide us into the spiritual reality.
Amen. 所以我觉得这段话跟类似登山宝训一样的重要。
I think this paragraph is equally important like the Sermon on the Mount.
我给它一个名字叫做生命之粮的宝训。
I will call this the Sermon of the Bread of Life.
我们需要认识这个天上的玛纳。
We need to know this heavenly manna.
所以今天的交通我就分三个部分。
I will share in three parts.
那第一个内容就是主耶稣怎样为我们成了，在我们身上成了天上的玛纳。
The first part is how Yeshua becomes the manna from heaven for us.
第二个内容呢, 就是什么阻碍我们得着这个天上的manna?
Second part, what hinders us to receive this heavenly manna?
第三个就是我们怎样在实际里面天天享用这生命的粮?
The third part is how do we take this heavenly manna in our daily life?
所以在分享第一个内容的时候, 其实它包括两个方面。
In the part one, there has two aspects.
第一个方面, 主耶稣他自己是天上的manna。
First of all, the Lord Yeshua, He Himself is the manna from heaven.
那第二部分就是这天上的玛纳要成为我们的食物。
Secondly, this heavenly manna will become our bread.
那首先什么是天上的玛纳呢?
First of all, what is the heavenly manna?
从时间上来讲, 我觉得可以分两个阶段。
Timely, it's two phases.
Two phases, yeah. 那第一个阶段呢, 就是在旧约, 是主耶稣道成肉身之前。
The first phase is Yeshua is in the Old Testament, that because he's incarnation.
那第二个阶段, 就是主耶稣道成肉身之后, 是在新约的时代。
Second phase in the New Testament is after he is incarnation on earth.
那玛纳第一次出现, 是在出埃及记的第16章。
Manna was first recorded by the Bible is in Exodus chapter 16.
那个时候以色列人出了埃及行经这个旷野的道路。
When Israelites out of Egypt, they walk in the wilderness.
旷野里面没有其他的食物了。
There's no other food.
当他们抱怨的时候, 神就赐下这个生命的粮。
When they complain that God gave them this bread of life.
里面有几个重点。
There is many important points.
这个玛纳, 它是随着露水降下来的。
This manna is come down with dew.
而且这个玛纳, 当以色列人见到的时候, 他们给它起了这么可爱的一个名字,
When the Israelites see them, they give this name, it's called manna.
听起来可爱, 但它的意思是什么呢? 就是这是什么?
Sounds good, but the real meaning is what is this?
所以玛纳的意思就是说, 这是什么?
Yeah, the meaning of manna means what is this?
所以我们大家就学了一点的希伯来文了。
So now we know a little Hebrew.
这是什么?
What is this? Manna.
那而且呢, 它是有如白霜的小圆物。
It is a little small round substance as fine as the frost on the ground.
它的滋味呢, 就像掺了蜜的薄饼。
It tastes like honey within the pancakes.
Wafer.
And then each one point has a spiritual meaning.
如果我很快地讲的话, 随露水降下,
if I speak simply, if it came with dew,
圣经里面用露水来代表神的怜悯跟恩典。
The dew represents God's mercy and grace.
每天早晨都是新鲜的。
It's new every morning.
那白, 我们可以想到的是圣洁。
And then the white color, we know it's pure.
美善。
And then it's the beauty.
还有这个掺了蜜, 这是讲到它的甘甜。
And the come with honey, it tells the sweetness.
那薄饼, 我想就可以讲到它的谦卑。
And then the wafer represents his humbleness.
这是他的性情。
That is his characteristics.
而且这个圆呢, 是所有的这个形状里面最完美的。
The round shape is the perfect shape among all shapes.
因为圆它没有始, 没有终, 也没有间断。
Because no beginning, no ending.
那感谢主, 而且这里面讲到有一个原则, 就是每日早晨要按着个人的饭量收取。
Praise the Lord, it gives us a principle, which is every morning you go gather.
如果日头一发热, 那这个, manna就会消化了。
When the sun come out, it will melt.
而且你多取了的话, 它也会在第二天发臭长虫。
If you gather more, it will be stunk and then form worm the second day.
所以40年之久, 以色列人就以这个manna为食物。
They ate manna for 40 years.
直到他们进了迦南美地,
until they entered Canaan.
当这个玛纳停掉之后, 他们吃的是什么呢?
After the manna is stopped, come from the heaven, what did they eat?
就是迦南地丰盛的出产。
That is the abundant produce in Canaan.
其实这些丰盛的出产是玛纳的另一个形式。
Actually, those abundant produce is another form of manna.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们应该不陌生。
We're not familiar with this.
迦南美地是预表我们的主耶稣基督。迦南美地。
The Canaan is represents our Lord Yeshua.
所以这就预表我们在主耶稣基督里面享用这一切的丰盛。
That's the type that we will receive all the abundance life in Yeshua.
但不管如何，旧约让我们能够看到的，好像只是外面的食物。
No matter what, in the Old Testament, we will see this bread outwardly.
这些只是影儿而已。
Those are the shadow.
现在我们是在另外一个阶段。
And now we're in the second phase.
主耶稣基督已经来到这个地上。
The Lord Yeshua has already came to the earth.
而且亲口对我们说出这个真实明白话。
And he has said this to us very clearly.
那天上的玛纳是什么呢？
What is the manna from heaven?
刚才我们所读的这一段里面讲到
the paragraph we just read,
玛纳是存到永远的食物。
This manna will last to the end, for eternity.
是父将天上的真粮赐下来，就是那天上降下来赐生命给世界的。
That is the life of breath that God the Father sent it from heaven to us. It will last to the end.
耶稣说我就是生命的粮。
Yeshua says, I am the bread of life.
而且说这个粮叫人吃了就不死。
And then he said, you eat this, you will never die.
人若吃这粮就永远活着。
And then whoever eat this will live forever.
所以总结来说，主耶稣他自己就是天上的玛纳，让我们得生命的。
In summary, the Lord Yeshua, he is the manna from heaven and to give us provision to our life.
虽然我们读了这些真实明白话，
even if we read this,
是不是发现自己在读完之后还像一层幔子隔着，模糊不清？
You just discover it's still like we're through it. There is a curtain behind this.
又怎么样呢？
What about this?
我听过很多次了。
I have heard so many times.
尤其在一件事上让我们不清楚。
And there especially one thing we're not clear.
就是天上的玛纳跟我有什么关系呢？
And what this has to do with me, this heavenly manna?
跟我今天在地上的生活怎么样连接呢？
And what's the connection this heavenly manna to my daily life on earth?
如何享用这个天上的玛纳？
How do I take this heavenly manna?
或者说如何得着这个属灵的实际？
How do I receive this spiritual reality?
当我在思想的时候，神就让我思想起初。
When I meditate this, the Lord let me come to the beginning.
我觉得我希望弟兄姐妹今天能跟我一起，我们就像一个三岁的孩子，来体会一些最基本、最简单又是最重要的事。
I hope today, I hope brothers and sisters, just like me, like a three-year-old, let us to think what is the beginning of life.
在创世纪里面，亚当夏娃违背了神的命令，吃了知识伤了树上的果子。
In Genesis, when Adam and Eve they have disobeyed God's will, they ate the fruit in the tree of good and evil, of the knowledge of good and evil.
在创世纪第三章二十二节开始这样讲。
In Genesis chapter 3 verse 22 it says,
耶和华神说，那人已经与我们相似，能知道善恶，现在恐怕他伸手又摘生命树的果子吃，就永远活着。
Then Yehovah Elohim says, Behold, the man has become like one of us to know good and evil, and now, lest they put out his hands and take also the tree of life and eat and live forever.
耶和华神便打发他出伊甸园去，耕种他所自出之土。
Therefore, Yehovah Elohim sent him out of the Garden of Eden, to till the ground from which he was taken.
于是把他赶出去了，又在伊甸园的东边设基路伯和四面转动发火焰的箭，要把守生命树的道路。
So he drove out the man, and he placed cherubim at the east of the Garden of Eden, and a flame sword which turned every way to guard the way of the tree of life.
弟兄姐妹们，愿我们牢记一件事。
And sisters, let us to remember one thing.
如果我们不接受主，不到他面前的话，
If we don't accept the Lord, if we don't come before Him,
我们还在罪恶之中。
We're still in sins.
是没有生命的。
There's no life.
是必死的。
It will perish.
这个生命的源头就是生命树。
The source of life is the tree of life.
到生命树的路，因着人的罪已经被封死。
The way to the tree of life because of the sins is already blocked.
但是感谢神。
But praise the Lord.
因着他的怜悯和慈爱。
For His mercy and grace.
他差遣耶稣从天降下。
He sent Yeshua came down from heaven.
就如玛纳是从天随着露水降下。
It's like the manna came down to earth, and with dew.
每天早上都是新鲜的。
It's new every morning.
那父差他的独生爱子到地上来，是童女怀孕生子，道成了肉身。
God sent His only begotten Son came to earth through Virgin Mary and then become incarnation.
主耶稣到底到地上来做什么？
What is He to do on earth?
在约翰福音第十章第十节，这是主亲口讲。
In Book of John, chapter 10, verse 10, this is the Lord said to us.
我来了是要叫羊或者说叫人得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
I have come that they might have life and that they may receive it more abundantly.
主耶稣在十字架上流血舍命。
And the Lord died on the cross, He shed His blood, and He gave His life.
他死埋葬复活又升天得荣耀。
He died, He buried, and He resurrected, and He ascended, and then He received glory.
然后他就赐下圣灵。
Then He gives the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵是赐生命的圣灵。
The Spirit, it gives, it's life-giving Spirit.
这圣灵其实就是主自己。
The Holy Spirit is Lord Yeshua Himself.
那这样讲，我们需要有根据。
And then we need have a
God's word.
God's words.
在哥林多前书第十五章第四十五节这么讲。
In Book of Corinthians, it says, chapter 15.
Yes. 十五章四十五节，经上也是这样记着说：首先的人亚当成了有灵的活人。末后的亚当，这是指我们的主，成了叫人活的灵。
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 45, and also it is written, the first man Adam becomes a living being, and the last Adam, which is the Lord Yeshua, became a life-giving spirit.
Amen. 这就是生命树的故事。
That is the story of the tree of life.
我们的生命的主，他道成肉身，死在十字架上，借着圣灵赐下生命。
Our life-giving Lord, and then in incarnation, He gave life to us.
所以耶稣基督他就是道路。
So Yeshua Messiah, He is the way.
他就是真理。
He is the truth.
他就是生命。
He is the life.
今天我们这些罪人，只要到主耶稣的面前。
The sinners like us, as long as we come before Yeshua.
信靠他。
To trusting Him.
不但我们的罪得赦免。
Not only our sins will be forgiven.
而且我们可以领受这个圣灵。
And we will receive the Holy Spirit.
因着圣灵的引导，我们也可以来接受十字架生命上的对付。
Because of the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we can receive the deal with the cross.
在罪里面死。
If we die in sins.
但是在主里面活。
But we will live in the Lord.
借着与他的同死同复活。
Through die with him and resurrect with him.
这天上的玛纳就成了我们的生命。
This heavenly manner will become our life.
天天可以活出一个属灵的实际。
We will have the spiritual reality daily.
这些真理是不是都是耳熟能详的？
Is this very we are familiar with all this truth?
那如果我们再具体一点的话。
And more in detail.
这天上的玛纳成为我们的食物，起码要下面这几个方面。
This heavenly manna becomes our bread. It will have the several aspects, the following we're talking about.
这都是在刚才我们读的这段圣经，这个生命之粮的宝训里面提到的。
It is all in the sermon of the life of bread.
在第六章第六十三节里面讲啊，主耶稣说：“我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。”
Chapter 6, verse 63 says, "The words that I spoke to you are spirit, and they are life."
所以我们来读主的话，相信他。把它吃下去，并且遵守的话。
When we read the Lord's words and we eat it, we take it and we trust it,
主耶稣就能成为我们天上的玛纳。
The Lord Yeshua will become the heavenly manna to us.
在第六章第五十六节。
In verse 56,
主耶稣说，吃我肉喝我血的人常在我里面，我也常在他里面。
He who eats my flesh and drink my blood abides in me and I in him.
这就是住在主里面这个真理。
That is the truth about abiding the Lord.
是与我们有关的。
It is related to us.
借着十字架的工作，我们可以与主同死同复活。
Through the work of the cross, we will die and resurrect with him.
那有人要问，这个吃喝主跟这个十字架有什么关系呢？
Some may ask what has to do with if we eat and drink of the Lord and then the cross.
这个跟属灵的生命有什么关系呢？
What is to do with the spiritual reality?
所以我再跟大家讲我的感受。
I will share my experience.
包括我自己，也包括昨天我问我的家人，什么是吃主的肉，喝主的血。
Include myself, and yesterday I asked my family, what is to eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Lord?
有时候我们听得太熟悉，我们不知道它里面真正的意义是什么。
Sometimes we just go through the verses, we don't think of the true meaning.
所以在准备的时候，神又让我想到，主耶稣基督在离世之前，他亲自设立了饼杯的聚会。
When I prepared this, I remember that when the Lord departed the earth, he set this table meeting himself.
饼杯的聚会是什么呢？
What's the meaning of the table meeting?
它的内容就是吃主的肉，喝主的血。
It is to eat his flesh, to drink his blood.
在哥林多前书十一章二十三节那里面开始。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 11,
二十三节开始。
It starts with verse 23.
那里面讲到，我当日传给你们的原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来，祝谢了，就拨开，说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”饭后也照样拿起杯来，说：“这杯是用我的血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候，要如此行，为的是纪念我。”你们每逢吃这饼喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。
For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Yeshua on the same night in which he was betrayed took bread, and then when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, it is my blood which is broken.It is my body which is broken for you, and do this in remembrance of you. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is new covenant in my blood. That this do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes.
Amen. 饼杯的意义就是让我们认同主耶稣在十字架上的死。
The meaning of the cup and the bread, it is we agree, we partake his death.
如果我们在享用饼杯的时候没有认同于主耶稣在十字架上的死，那我们是浪费时间。
It wastes time when we take the bread and then and the blood if we don't partake with him.
而且我们可以借着圣灵在新约里面生活。
And then we can live through the Holy Spirit in the New Testament.
讲到吃喝，我们就想到宴席。
In the New Covenant, when we're talking about eat and drink, we think about the feast.
在宴席里面，尤其在以色列人当时的习俗里面，这就代表一个联合。
In the feast, especially the custom of the Israelites, it represents the unification.
那吃主的肉，喝主的血，就是与他联合。
When we eat of him, drink of him, we united with him.
联合于他的死，也联合于他的复活，这就是他的生命。
We partake his death and his resurrection. That is the meaning.
所以感谢主，每周我们都有这样的机会，就像在旷野里面，神为我们预备这样的宴席。
Praise the Lord, we have this feast every week, like the Lord prepared in the wilderness.
所以当我们与他联合的时候，主耶稣就因此成为我们天上的玛纳。
When we united with him, the Lord himself becomes the heavenly manna to us.
让我们得生命，只等到他来。
We will receive life until he comes.
那还有第三个方面。
The third aspect.
在第六章第五十七节，主耶稣说：“永活的父怎样差我来，我又因父活着。”照样吃我肉的人也要因我活着。
In verse 57, the Lord says, As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who feeds on me will live because of me.
那主耶稣在地上是怎么生活的？
And how did the Lord Yeshua live on the earth?
主耶稣在地上是不是也有食物呢？
Is he eat?
感谢主。主耶稣曾经亲口讲，他的食物就是遵行父神的旨意，做成他的功。
Praise the Lord, he told us to do, and his food is to do the will of the Father and then to finish his work.
所以在约翰福音的第四章里面，那里记载主耶稣跟撒玛利亚的妇人谈道之后。
And then in chapter 4, when he talk to the woman in Samaria, and he's talking about this.
然后这些门徒们，寻找食物的门徒就回到主耶稣的面前。
And the disciples went looking for food, and they returned to the Lord.
所以在第四章三十一节开始，那里面这么讲。
In chapter 4, verse 37, it says,
这期间门徒对耶稣说，拉比，请吃。耶稣说，我有食物吃，是你们不知道的。门徒就彼此对问说，莫非有人拿什么给他吃吗？耶稣说，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的功。你们岂不说到收割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向田观看，庄稼已经熟了，发白了，可以收割了。
In the meanwhile, his disciple urged him, saying, Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, I have food to eat of which you do not know. Therefore, the disciples said to one another, Has anyone brought him anything to eat? Yeshua said to them, My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at fields, for they are already white for harvest.
Amen. 所以主耶稣他就是生命的粮。
The Lord He himself is the bread of life.
如果这生命粮成为我们的食物，
If this bread of life become our bread,
起码有这几方面。
At least we know this aspects above.
第一，信靠主的话。
First of all, we have to trust his words.
第二，联合与主在十字架上的死与复活。
And secondly, we have to unify with him on the cross with his death and his resurrection.
第三，遵行神的旨意，做成他的功。
Thirdly, obey the will of Father and then to finish his work.
这是主的一个差遣。
That is what he sent.
这是他自己在地上如何生活。
That is how he lived on earth.
他自己也说，人活着不是单靠食物，是靠神口里所出的一切话。
He had said, The man who lives is not only for the food, but for the every word from the mouth of God.
好，刚才这些都是何等美好的真理。
And such a beautiful truth we just read.
那什么阻碍我们得着这天上的
And what hinders us to receive this heavenly manna?
请记得这样几个情形，会让我们不能真正认识主耶稣。
Remember the situations that is hinders us to receive Lord Yeshua himself.
To 认识主耶稣。
To know the Lord.
不能享受主耶稣基督那个生命里的丰富。
And cannot partake the abundance of his life.
而且跟随也不能跟随到底。
And we will not follow him to the end.
至终让我们在这个永远的国度里面是有生命上的亏损。
And then we will suffer loss in partake the kingdom in eternity.
当主耶稣在这段话里面就说，如果食用这生命的粮，就永远不死。
And then the Lord says, if you take the bread of life, you will never die.
永远活着，这个生命我们听到之后有没有一个感觉呢？
You will live
国度的感觉。
You You will live forever. Do we have a feeling about this kingdom?
这是与国度有关系的。
This is related to the kingdom.
在哥林多前书十五章第十五节那里面这么讲，第五十节。
In the First Corinthians, it says.
那里面讲血肉之体是不能承受神的国的。
It says the fleshly body will not enter into the kingdom of God, in kingdom of heaven, inherit.
Yeah, 15章第五十节，必朽坏的不能承受不朽坏。
The perishable will not inherit the perishable.
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们信主的话，我们的盼望应该是在神的国度里面，我们的生命与他相配。
So what we have to be walk in the manner which is the manner of His kingdom.
那真理也好，神的旨意也好，在我们身上能不能成为一个属灵的实际？
The truth, the kingdom, the will of God, can this be the spiritual reality?
让我们看看下面这些阻碍。
Let us to see those hindrances.
在第六章第二十六节。
In chapter 6, verse 26.
主耶稣说，很多人是为那必坏的食物劳力。
The Lord says many people will labor for the food which perishes.
这是讲到人在追求世界上的满足。
This is talking about we are pursuing the satisfaction in the world.
在这样的追求里面，我们不可能得着这天上的玛纳。
In such as pursuing, there is no way we can receive the heavenly manna.
在第二十八节。
In verse 28.
这些人问我们当行什么，做什么工呢
？People ask him, "What shall we do?"
这么好的食物，他们以为什么呢？以为是凭着自己的一些行为能够得着。
Such good bread. What they think? They think you have to labor to receive such food.
而不是因信来得着神所成就的。
It is not by faith to receive what God has accomplished.
多少基督徒在这上面失败
？Many Christians have failed.
是凭着自己来服侍。
And we serve for our own strength.
要凭着自己来得着。
And by our own will to receive.
但这不是在信心里面的工作。
That is not a working faith.
这样的话不会得着真正天上的玛拿。
A work like so we will not receive the heavenly manna.
这玛拿对我们来讲经常还是什么？这是什么
？The manna to us is often related to what is this?
然后在第三十节。
In verse 30.
这些人又问主耶稣：“你行什么神迹让我们看见就信你呢
？”They asked the Lord Yeshua, "What sign will you perform that we will see and believe you?"
如果我们信的人追求是神迹或者知识的话。
If we pursue signs and knowledge,
那我们一定跌倒。
We will stumble.
不会得着这天上的玛纳。
We will not receive the heavenly manna.
就像在哥林多前书第一章第二十二节那里开始讲到的。
It's like the First Corinthians chapter 1 tells us.
犹太人是要神迹，希利尼人是求智慧，我们却是传钉十字架的基督，在犹太人为绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙。但在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希利尼人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。
But Jews request a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Messiah crucified. To the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Messiah the power of God and the wisdom of God.
如果我们生命枯干，是不是跟这个有关呢
？If our life are dry, is it related to this?
生活里面没有能力，也缺乏智慧。
We are lack of wisdom and strength in our lives.
还有第三十四节。
And then in verse 34.
这些人彼此议论说：“这不是约瑟的儿子耶稣吗
？”And then they argue: Is this not Yeshua, the son of Joseph?
其实这里面有一个很深的。一个阻碍就是他们不相信道可以成了肉身在我们中间。
This is a hindrance. That means they do not believe, this Yeshua incarnation will come from heaven.
或者说，我们不可能，如果这样的话，不可能领受福音的这个奥秘，就神的生命可以在人的里面。
And if we think that way, then we will be by no means will receive the mystery of the gospel, which is God will live among us.
那第五十二节。
In verse 52.
这些人又彼此议论：这个人怎能把他的肉给我们吃呢
？Oh, they start argue. How can this man give his flesh for us to eat?
这是凭眼见。 而不是凭灵里的看见。
They see it by sight, not see it in spirit.
这样的生活不认识属灵的生命。
This kind of life, they do not know the spiritual life.
我要承认我自己，甚至准备的时候，我都是这样。
I have to confess, when I prepare this message, I am in that condition.
我只是从外面来体会这个肉。
I 体会肉。
这个肉。
I have to outwardly, my understanding, the flesh is the outwardly flesh.
那我在想，一般我去餐馆，牛排我都是点八盎司的，那么重的牛排，这一餐的肉。
When I go to restaurant, when I order the steak, I will order 8 ounces steak.
那是半磅。
That is half pounds.
我不知道主耶稣体重是多少。
I don't know how much the Lord weighs.
我想我自己的体重可以喂饱大概320个人吃一顿。
My weight can feed 320 people for one meal.
Around that number. 所以大家知道我有多重了。
So now you know how much do I weigh.
所以我们总是想到这个外面的事情。
We're thinking about things outwardly.
这话甚难呢，他的肉怎么能给我们吃呢？
This is a hard saying. How can we eat his flesh?
而且这些人不光是在外面受这样的限制，还有一件事非常的阻碍我们，就是这些人在宗教的里面。
Not only they have this hindrance from outwardly, and in another aspect, more importantly, they are in religion.
因为在利未记第十七章第十四节。
Because in Leviticus,
我们的神对以色列人曾经有过非常清楚的命令。
The Lord has a very severe commandment to the Israelites.
论到一切活物的生命就在血中。
And then everything of life is in the blood.
所以我对以色列人说。
So I will say to the Israelites.
无论什么活物的血你们都不可吃，因为一切活物的血就是他的生命。
You shall not eat any animals in blood because all the life is in the blood.
凡吃了血的必被剪除。
The one who's eating in the blood, they will be cut off.
所以当时以色列人他们不能接受这个话，还因为这一段的规定。
The Israelites, they cannot accept this paragraph because of this commandment.
所以他们就很多退去的。等会儿我们再来回到这个利未记这个章节来解释一下。
And then, so they stay back. They will not raise. We will come back with this paragraph.
他们没有体会这个章节里面真实的含义。
They do not understand the true meaning.
这含义是让他们预备好来吃主的肉喝主的血。
The meaning is for them to prepare to partake, to eat and to eat the flesh of the Lord, to drink the blood of Him.
但如果有人在外面，或者说追求外面、追求宗教里面的这些死的事情，那就不能来享用天上的玛纳。
If people are pursuing things outwardly or in religion, they will not partake
the
manna from heaven.
然后下面有一个章节是约翰福音的六章六十六节。
And then the next one is the verse 66.
它的数字是六六六。
It's chapter 6, it's 666.
所以为了加深大家的印象，大家还记得在启示录里面讲到过那些拜兽的人，他们都接受了一个印记。
Do you remember in the book of Revelation, the one who worship the beast, they have a mark on them?
而且呢神说你们要有智慧的话来数一数这些人的数目或者说是兽的数目。
God told them if you have wisdom, count this number of man.
当然不是数目是一个数字，这个数字就是666。
It's a digit which is 666.
我不是说这里是一个巧合。
I'm not sure this is a coincidence.
但在约翰福音里面的666是讲这样一句话。
But in book of John, this chapter 6, verse 66, it says this.
从此他门徒中多有退去的，不再和他同行。
From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more.
这是人的数字。
That is the number of men.
不信主有永生之道。
They do not believe the Lord has the way of to eternity.
所以这个章节是所有不认识神的情形的一个总结。
And this is to summarize all the people who do not know the Lord.
好，下面我们要来分享第三个内容。
And then now is the third aspect.
怎样天天来享用这天上的玛拿？
How do we take this heavenly manna every day?
真理的预备其实我们都有了。
To prepare and choose, we already have it.
许多属灵的经历甚至我们都有了。
We already have the spiritual experiences.
但是经常我们还是枯干，还是退后。
But we often still stay back, we still feel dry.
所以今天我要跟大家分享的最关键的一点，或者说我们在操练的时候最缺乏的一点。
I will share one key point which is very most important, or in another word, the one that we are lack of.
也许就是在天天这件事上。
Maybe it's about every day.
享用生命里的预备是要天天收取的。
You have to gather every day to take the bread.
就像玛纳一样。
Like manna.
如果收取不足的话，我们的生命就没有供应。
If you don't gather enough, you have no provision for your life.
怪不得我们生活，我们服侍都没有力量。
No wonder we have no strengths in service and then in our life.
我们不是每天从神的话开始。
Because we do not start our life from His words.
没有与神的亲近，在圣灵里面来亲近他开始。
We do not start our day with a close relationship with the Holy Spirit.
而且这里说收取过量啊，后来会生虫，会发臭的。
And here it says if we overgathered, it will bring worms and stunk.
所以我们不能期待一周或者查经或者主日我们在主里面享受极大的丰盛，然后这一周就够了。
You cannot do like this. In one day, you read the words, you do everything for the whole week, and then you say, "Oh, that's enough for the whole week."
或者说我们在主里面有一个得胜之后，将来就高枕无忧了。
Or you think you win one victory, you think this is good for the rest of my life.
在这样的错误里面，我们的生命就是老旧的生命，不是常在主里面。
In such misunderstanding, our life is in the old life. We're not in the Lord of them.
今天我们就处在一个旷野的时代。
We are in the wilderness now.
主安排了很多，甚至苦难，甚至试炼。
The Lord has set of many
circumstances
and the afflictions, trials, hardships.
是为了要我们来学习天天经历这样的生活，得生命。
In order for us to learn daily to experience the victorious life.
他在旷野里面早就预备了这个宴席。
He has prepared such feast in the wilderness.
也预备我们将来可以真正的享受基督一切的丰富。
And he has prepared in the future we will partake the abundant life of Christ.
所以曾经有一个弟兄把尼特生弟兄的很多交通编成一本书。
And then there is a brother who's compiled the sharing of brother Ni Watchman Ni.
那个书的名字叫《旷野的宴席》。
The name of the book is called Feast in the Wilderness.
一共有多少篇？大家猜一猜。
You can guess how many articles in it.
也许有人知道哈。
Maybe some of you know.
365篇。
Is 365 articles.
每一篇都对应我们一天的属灵的需要。
Each article is really, it's for one day of our life.
所以收取天上的玛纳就是吃他的肉，喝他的血。
To gather the heavenly manna is to eat his flesh, to drink his blood.
那我们还要问怎样天天来享用呢？
We will also ask how do we take every day?
首先他的血肉是可以吃的，我们必须要相信。
First of all, we have to believe that his flesh is the bread. We can eat his blood and drink his blood.
So, 主耶稣在第五十五节他自己讲，我的肉是可吃的，我的血真是可喝的。
And then the Lord says, truly you can eat my flesh and drink my blood.
而且他的血肉是应当吃喝的。
And we should eat and then drink of him.
刚才我们也读到，主耶稣说，吃我肉喝我血的人常在我里面，我也常在他里面。
The Lord says, who's eat of me and drink of me, I will in him, he will in me.
而且他的血肉是必须吃喝的。
We must to eat him and drink of him.
如果我们看看第52节的话。
In verse 52,
那里面说若不吃会怎么样？
It said, what will happen if you don't eat? Don't
那我们的生命就是死亡。
Then our life is dead.
那感谢主，在下面我们还要来看看，就是说我们应该单单的只吃喝他的血肉。
Then let's talk about we can only eat of him and drink of him.
因为旷野里面没有其他地方可去，也没有其他食物可吃的。
Because there's no other place to go, there's no other food in the wilderness.
除了天上的玛纳，没有任何其他生命的供应。
Except the manna from heaven, there's no other provision supplies.
我们需要用信心来接受这些。
We have to receive it in faith.
我再提到利未记第十七章第十四节。
Let's talking about in the Leviticus.
那里面神的教导是，除主之外，其他的生命，你们不能与他联合。
The Lord says, other than the Lord, you cannot associate with other lives.
除主之外的生命，不要与他们联合。
Do not unify and take other lives other than the Lord.
只有当真正天上的玛纳降下的时候，我们来吃喝他的血和他的肉。
Only that the true manna from heaven came down, then we will eat of him, drink of him, and unify with him.
那吃是什么呢？
What is to eat?
吃就是信。
That is to believe.
吃喝是什么呢？
What is to eat and drink?
刚才提到吃喝就是联合。
It is to unify.
所以愿我们天天来读主的话。
Let us to read his words daily.
信靠他这个话语的带领和供应。
And then trust his guidance and his provision.
然后第二个，我们要天天按着圣灵的教训住在主里。
And then we have to abide in the Lord by the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
其实并不是用人教训我们什么。
It is not a man can teach us anything.
自然有主的恩膏在凡事上教训我们。
And it is the anointing of the Lord will teach us in everything.
圣灵教导我们什么呢？
And what is the Holy Spirit teach us?
有认识神工作的弟兄说，圣灵的工作最主要的一面就是把我们带到十字架的面前。
And then there is a brother who's really know the Lord tells us, the work of the Holy Spirit is to bring us close to the cross.
而且有一个弟兄甚至再往前一步说，圣灵从不离开十字架做任何工作。
And another brother mentioned, is the work of the Holy Spirit will never depart from the cross.
我们可以天天来学习十字架的功课，与他同死同复活。
We have to learn the work of the way of the cross, and then we have to be die and resurrect with him every day.
正如这个加勒太书第五章二十四节里面所讲的。
It's like what the Galatians in chapter 5 tells us.
五章二十四节，凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
And those who are Messiah Yeshua have crucified the flesh and with its passions and desires.
圣灵会教导我们怎么样来对付肉体。
The Holy Spirit will teach us how to deal with our flesh.
学习舍己顺服。
And we learn to deny ourselves and to obey.
结出这个生命的果实。
And have this fruit of life.
那第三方面，愿意我们天天来行神的旨意，做成他的工。
And then the third way led us to obey,
遵行神的旨意
to obey, to follow his will, and to finish his work.
主耶稣在约翰福音五章十七节这么讲，他说：“我父做事，直到如今，我也做事。”
And the Lord says, "My Father has been working, and then I work too."
所以今天，如果我们天天学习，从家里面开始，来遵行神的旨意。来做成他的工的话，我们就可以来享用这天上的玛纳。
If we start learning at home to do his will, to finish his work at home,
就是享用天上的玛纳。
That is to partake the heavenly manna.
好，下面我要结束。
And then it's in summary.
本来我准备了不止一个例子，但是我亏欠大家，今天没时间跟大家来讲。
I have prepared many examples, but I will just sum end of here.
但我相信神会把这明白的话讲在我们心里，圣灵会把这个话种在我们心中，也愿我们来守住。
I believe the Lord will let us to understand His words, and He will plant His words in our hearts.
现在主耶稣也许要像在六十七节那样，问当时的所有人一个问题。
Maybe the Lord will ask all of us, like in verse 67.
当时主耶稣是对着这些门徒，十二个门徒讲的。
The Lord asked all the 12 disciples.
但今天是对我们所有人来问的。
Today he's asking for all of us.
你们也要去吗？
Do you also wish to go?
我们也要离开主吗？
Do we depart from the Lord?
主现在问我们，是不是要与众人一样来追求世界？
And the Lord will ask, do we like others to pursue after to pursue the world?
凭着行为来过属灵的生活。
And we will have the spiritual life by our deeds.
或者说我们追求神迹，追求知识。
Or we pursue miracles, signs, and knowledge.
我们远离十字架的对付。
And we stay far from the deal of the cross.
一直活在肉体，活在老我的里面。
We live in the flesh and in the old self.
对神说，这话甚难听啊。
We will say to the Lord, this is a hard word.
退去，不与他同行。
And we will stay back and will not follow him anymore.
现在的时代不是容易的时代。
This generation is hard.
但是主的预备超越我们一切的难处。
But the Lord has prepared us beyond all this.
甚至在这十二个门徒里面，其实也有一个门徒，他是背弃主的。当时
，Among the 12 disciples, one of the disciples he betrayed the Lord.
所以他没有真正的信服，没有真正的信服。
So he is not truly trusted and believed.
没有人能够知道我们每个人现在的光景。
No one knows our condition now.
也没有人能够帮我们做心理的决定。
No one can help us to make decision.
希望我们都能够像彼得一样。
Let us all like Peter.
可以说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？
So that we can say you have the eternal life, who should we follow?
摩西曾经为此向以色列人来呼喊。
Moshe used to cry out for Israelites.
在《申命记》第30章第19节。
In Deuteronomy chapter 30 verse 19.
摩西说，我今天呼天唤地的向你做见证，我将生死祸福臣民在你面前，所以你要拣选生命，使你和你的后裔都得存活。
Moshe cried out, he said, I call heaven and earth as witness today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curse, and then cursing. Therefore choose life, that both you and your descendants may live.
愿我们今天都来拣选生命。
May we all choose life today.
来操练。
To practice.
天天来享用天上的玛拿。
And to take manna from heaven daily.
玛拿不再是那看不清摸不着的。
May the manna is not the one we cannot, it's blurry to us and we cannot touch.
让我们像他一样生活。
Let us to live like him.
想他所想的。
Or to think what he thinks.
感他所感的。
And to feel what he feels.
行他所行的。
To walk what he walks.
来走今天这个旷野的道路。
And to walk in the wilderness.
享受这个属灵的宴席。
To partake the spiritual feast.
愿我们都得着这个属灵的实际。
Let us all receive this spiritual reality.
只等到他来。
Till he comes back.
好，让我们祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的父啊，我们感谢你。
Your heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你从天上降下这生命的粮。
Because you have sent this bread of life from heaven.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord Yeshua, we thank you.
你是道成肉身的主。
And you are the Lord incarnation.
你就是我们前面的引领。
You are our guidance in the future.
主啊，你如何，我们也当如何。
And what you did, we will follow you.
我们感谢你，你走了这一条十字架的道路。
We thank you for the way of the cross.
这是生命的道路。
That is the way of life.
愿意我们宝贵主的十字架。
Let us cherish this cross.
主啊，愿意我们的生活有力量。
Let strengthen us in our life.
做工有智慧。
And that is to work with wisdom.
因着我们可以天天的来享用天上的玛纳。
Because we can take heavenly manna daily.
也帮助我们的家人。
Help our family.
帮助我们周围的弟兄姐妹。
And then help brothers and sisters who are around us.
愿你的教会长大成人。
May your church to grow and have the stature.
让你心满意足。
And to please you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Yeshua's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.